Welcome to Afterglow, a show of vocal jazz and popular song from the Great American Songbook. I'm your host, Mark Chillem. This week on the show, we're paying tribute to one of the most prolific guitar players in jazz, Barney Kessel. Kessel would have turned 100 years old last month. Kessel is a legend not just in the jazz world. He was a key studio player in the so-called Wrecking Crew, performing session work for acts as wide-ranging as The Beach Boys, Sonny and Cher, and Sam Cooke. But this hour, I'm going to focus on his incredible work accompanying jazz singers like Billie Holiday, Ella Fitzgerald, Julie London, and more. It's Barney Kessel and the Singers, coming up next on Afterglow.
Our romance won't end on a sorrowful note, though by tomorrow you're gone. The song is ended, but as the songwriter wrote, the melody lingers on. Now they may take you from me, I'll miss your fond caress. But though they take you from me, I'll still possess the way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away from me. The way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love. But I'll always, always keep the memory. The way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you've changed my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me, no. They can't take that away from me. Mm-hmm.
Fred Astaire in 1952 from his legendary showcase four-disc LP for Clef Records called The Astaire Story, produced by Norman Granz. That was the George and Ira Gershwin song They Can't Take That Away From Me. Astaire introduced that song to the world 15 years earlier in the film musical Shall We Dance, co-starring Ginger Rogers. Accompanying him on that recording was an all-star lineup, including Oscar Peterson on piano, Charlie Shavers on trumpet, Ray Brown on bass, and Barney Kessel on guitar. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, we're highlighting the work of guitarist Barney Kessel, who would have turned 100 years old this year. Barney Kessel was born on October 17, 1923, in Oklahoma, and music was barely part of his upbringing. He took only 3 months of formal guitar lessons at age 12, but once he became a teenager, he quickly built up his chops, practicing for hours a day. He soon started performing professionally around the area. By 1937, when he was only 14 years old, he was already a standout, not just because he was young, but also because he was the only white musician playing with the all-black bands in Oklahoma. He became an early adopter of the electric guitar, and then soon moved out to Los Angeles to find more work. When he entered his 20s, he started playing in some bigger jazz bands, including the bands of Charlie Barnett and Artie Shaw. And by 1947, Barney Kessel was already considered to be one of the best guitarists in the biz, winning number one in the annual Downbeat Reader's Poll. By the 1950s, he worked with more small ensembles, including a brief stint in the Oscar Peterson Trio, as well as a trio with other Downbeat poll-winning musicians Ray Brown and Shelly Manne, for an ensemble appropriately titled The Poll Winners. In the mid-1950s, he also started to become well-known in the business as one of the most reliable session musicians. Jazz critic Nat Hentoff once said of him, quote, "He was a guy who can sit in and play with everybody. He had what jazz players called big ears, meaning he had a great capacity to listen and to respond musically to what he was hearing," end quote. One of his more famous session contributions was his work with singer Julie London in 1955 on her debut album Julie Is Her Name. The session included just Kessel on guitar and Ray Leatherwood on bass, and Kessel's sparse accompaniment gave London ample room to show off her deep, smoky voice. The first track on the album, a new song written by one of London's old friends, Arthur Hamilton, was called Cry Me a River. It became London's signature song, becoming a bestseller, and later landing on the Library of Congress's National Recording Registry. Let's hear that recording now. This is Julie London and guitarist Barney Kessel in 1955 with Cry Me a River on Afterglow.
Cry the long night through. Well, you can cry me a river, cry me a river. I cried a river over you. Being so untrue, well, you can cry me a river, cry me a river. I cried a river over you. You drove me, nearly drove me out of my head, while you never shed a tear. I remember all that you said. Told me love was too plebeian. Told me you were through with me. And now you say you love me. just to prove you do. Come on and cry me a river, cry me a river. I cried a river over you.
Two tracks from Julie London's debut 1955 album, Julie Is Her Name, both featuring Barney Kessel on guitar. Just now we heard I'm Glad There Is You by Jimmy Dorsey and Paul Madeira, and before that, her most famous number, Cry Me a River. By the late 1950s, Barney Kessel became part of the Verve Records universe, sitting in on many of the sessions with the many jazz artists who recorded for the label. This included Verve's marquee singer, Ella Fitzgerald. Kessel was the guitarist in the room on many, many sessions with Fitzgerald through the late 1950s and early 1960s, including sessions for her Cole Porter, Duke Ellington, and Rodgers and Hart songbook albums. Kessel was even featured as a soloist on a few of her notable recordings. And let's hear a few of those now. First up, here's a recording from a February 1956 session that became part of her Cole Porter songbook album. This is Ella Fitzgerald, along with guitarist Barney Kessel and pianist Paul Smith, with Let's Do It, Let's Fall in Love, on Afterglow.
Birds do it, bees do it, even educated fleas do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. In Spain, the best upper sets in Siam, do it. Think of Siamese twins, some Argentines without means, do it. People say in Boston, even beans, do it. Let's do it. In love, romantic sponges, they say, do it. Oysters down in Oyster Bay, do it. Let's do it. Let's fall. Their wish, do it. Even lazy jellyfish, do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. Electric eels, I might add, do it. Though shocks him, I know. Why ask if Shad do it? Way to bring me Shad and Roe in shallow shows. English souls do it. Goldfish in the privacy of bowls do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. Wait till you see. Till you hear him laugh. Painters of paintings, writers of books, never could tell the half. Wait till you feel the warmth of his glance, pensive and sweet and
a flame that lights the gloom on the wings of every kiss. Drifts the melody so strange and sweet in this sentimental bliss. You make my path complete. Rose petals seem to fall. It's all like a dream to call you mine. it's a lighter thing since you made this night a thing divine. In a sentimental mood, I'm within a world so heavenly, for I never dreamt that you'd be loving, sentimental me.
Fitzgerald, with three recordings featuring accompaniment from guitarist Barney Kessel. Just now we heard Ella and Barney in September 1956 with In a Sentimental Mood, a track off of her Duke Ellington songbook album. Before that, the duo in August 1956 with Wait Till You See Her, a track off of her Rodgers and Hart songbook album. And starting that set, Let's Do It, Let's Fall in Love, from her Cole Porter songbook album. We'll hear another track from the duo at the end of this hour. Barney Kessel continued to be a reliable session musician for other artists on the Verve label in the late 1950s. One of those artists was singer Anita O'Day. Kessel was part of the sessions for a few of her albums, including her 1956 album This Is Anita and her 1961 album Travel in Light. And let's hear a track from each. The rhythm section on This Is Anita is basically the same rhythm section on some of the tracks from Ella Fitzgerald's Cole Porter album. Barney Kessel on guitar, Paul Smith on piano, Joe Mondragon on bass, and Alvin Stoller on drums. And let's hear that now. This is Anita O'Day with Fine and Dandy on Afterglow.
Gee, it's all fine and dandy, sugar candy, when I've got you. Then I only see the sunny side. Even trouble has its funny side. When you're gone, sugar candy, I get lonesome, get so blue. When you're handy, it's fine and dandy. When you're gone, what can I do? Funny side. When you're gone, sugar candy, I get lonesome, I get so blue. But when you're handy, so fine and dandy. But baby, when you're gone, what can I do? When When you're gone, what can I? When you're gone, what can I? When you're gone, what can I do? What a little moonlight can do. Ooh, what a little moonlight can do to you. You're in love, your heart's a flutter, and all day long you only stutter, 'cause your poor tongue will not utter the words, I love you. What a little moonlight can do. Just to wait a while till a little moonbeam comes peeping through. You get bold, you can't resist him, and all you'll say when you have kissed him is, ooh, 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 what a little moonlight can do.
Two songs featuring singer Anita O'Day and guitarist Barney Kessel. Just now we heard What a Little Moonlight Can Do from her 1961 album Travel in Light, and before that, Fine and Dandy from her 1956 album This Is Anita. We'll hear more songs featuring Barney Kessel on guitar in just a bit. Stay with us. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been exploring the work of guitarist Barney Kessel with singers this hour in honor of his centennial this year. And now I want to turn back the clock to hear one of the first sessions Kessel ever made with a singer, the 1952 Fred Astaire album, The Astaire Story. This album came at a time when Kessel was briefly a member of the Oscar Peterson Trio, so he's featured on the album, along with Peterson on piano and Ray Brown on bass. Let's hear a track that features Kessel prominently. This is Fred Astaire in 1952 with Irving Berlin's Cheek to Cheek on Afterglow.
Heaven, I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek. When we're out together, dancing cheek to cheek. Heaven, I'm in heaven, and the cares that hung around me through the week seem to vanish like a gambler's lucky streak. When we're out together, dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to climb a mountain and to reach the highest peak, but it doesn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to go out fishing in a river or a creek, but I don't enjoy it half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, dance with me, I want my arm about you, the charm about you will carry me through to heaven. I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek. When we're out together, dancing cheek to cheek.
Fred Astaire in 1952 with Cheek to Cheek, featuring Barney Kessel on guitar. One of Barney Kessel's most frequent vocal collaborators was the great Billie Holiday. In the later part of Holiday's career, Kessel was quite often her guitarist of choice. He performed with her on most of her albums for Clef and Verve Records in the 1950s, as well as in many of her live Jazz at the Philharmonic sets. I want to play a few holiday tracks that feature Kessel on guitar, and we'll start with a session they did together in 1955. This is Billie Holiday with What's New on Afterglow.
What's new? How is the weather treating you? You haven't changed a bit. Lovely as ever, I must admit. What's new? How did that romance come through? We haven't met since then. Gee, but it's nice to see you again. What's new? Probably I'm boring you, but seeing you is grand, and you were sweet to offer your hand. I understand, I do. Pardon my asking, what's new? Of course, you couldn't know. I haven't changed, I still love you so. Just about sunset, I'll watch you passing my door. It's all I can do not to run to you, but but I don't want to cry anymore. Nighttime, when there is moonlight, the same old moon I knew before. It's all I can do not to run to you, but I don't want to cry anymore. All that I've known about happiness I found just being with you. Then I would find myself losing my mind over some careless thing you would do. Oh, why can't I forget you? I know so well what is in store. A moment or two up in the clouds with you, then back where I was before. No, I don't want to cry. All that I've known about happiness I found just being with you. Then I would find myself losing my mind over some careless thing you would do. I know so well what is in store. A moment or two up in the clouds with you, then back where I was before. No, I don't want to cry.
Two tracks featuring Billie Holiday with work by guitarist Barney Kessel, both from August of 1955. Just now, that was the Victor Scherzinger song, I Don't Want to Cry Anymore, and before that, the Bob Haggard and Johnny Burke tune, What's New? In the 1960s, Barney Kessel's career became more varied. His session work in Los Angeles became more in demand, and he was often the first call for many record producers when they were looking for a guitarist, regardless of the style. He was a key member of the loose collective of first-call session musicians, popularly known today as the Wrecking Crew, which played on many of the big pop and rock hit songs from the 1960s. However, he never abandoned jazz during this time, and he was still a featured guitarist on several albums for notable jazz and pop singers. And let's hear his work with two such singers now. We'll start with a 1962 album he made with singer Sarah Vaughan and bassist Joe Comfort, simply titled Sarah Plus Two. This is Sarah Vaughan with I Understand on Afterglow.
Why do you go on pretending? You know you wanna be free. Darling, you know I let you go. You do the same for me. Oh, I understand. And darling, you are not to blame. If when we kiss it's not the same, I understand. It's not your fault, because your heart has changed its mind. You didn't mean to be unkind. I understand. That old thrill, and no one can fill the place here in my arms. But if you find our love was really meant to be, then, darling, hurry back to me, and I'll understand. Forgetting you will be far from easy. I've grown so charms. I'll miss that old thrill, and no one can feel the place here in my arms. But darling, hurry back to me. I'll understand. I'll understand. I'll understand.
Come, sweetheart mine, don't you sit and pine. Tell me of the cares that make you feel so blue. What have I done? Answer me, hon. Have I ever said an unkind word to you? Come to me, my melancholy baby. Cuddle up and don't you be blue. All your fears, they're foolish fancy made. in love with you. Every cloud must have a silver lining. Wait until the sun shines through. Smile, my honey dear, while I brush away each tear, or else I shall be melancholy.
Dean Martin in 1964 with the song My Melancholy Baby that comes from his dreamy ballad album Dream with Dean featuring guitarist Barney Kessel. Before that, we heard Sarah Vaughan in 1962 with the song I Understand. That comes from her jazz album titled Sarah Plus Two, the plus two being Joe Comfort on bass and Barney Kessel on guitar. Jazz remained central to Barney Kessel's career throughout the 1960s and 1970s, although mostly in his solo and strictly instrumental work. He released dozens of instrumental jazz albums as a leader during this time. But, as I said earlier, his work as a session musician in the studio in the 1960s was more focused on rock and pop music, mostly because his skills as a guitarist could easily cross genre boundaries. He was a key member of the so-called Wrecking Crew. For instance, you may not realize this, but Barney Kessel's guitar work can be heard on songs like The Beat Goes On by Sonny and Cher in 1967, a track about which he remarked, quote, "Never have so many played so little for so much." And his guitar playing can also be heard in the iconic opening notes of Wouldn't It Be Nice, the first track of the Beach Boys' celebrated 1966 album, Pet Sounds. His work in rock music even bled over into his work with some jazz artists, and that's what I want to play to close off this hour. This next track is a 1965 single by Ella Fitzgerald, arranged and written by, you guessed it, guitarist Barney Kessel. It was the B-side to a record called Ringo Beat, a song that Ella wrote herself, inspired by Beatlemania sweeping the nation in 1964. The B-side to that record, I'm Fallen in Love, is likewise one of Fitzgerald's most rock and roll influenced songs. It's not a great song, really, but it's certainly one of the most interesting novelties in her catalog. This is Ella Fitzgerald in 1964 with Barney Kessel's I'm Fallen in Love on Afterglow.
I'm falling in love with wonderful you. I'm falling in love with wonderful you. There's nothing that I can seem to do. You're a wonderful baby and I'm falling in love with you. When you walk by, I lose my mind. When you walk by, I lose my mind. There's only just one made like your kind. You're a wonderful baby and I'm falling in love with you. I feel so bad when you're out of sight, but when you're with me, everything's all right. Falling in love with wonderful you. I'm falling in love with wonderful you. And I'm hoping that you feel that way too. You're a wonderful baby and I'm falling in love with you.
feel so bad when you're out of sight. But when you're with me, everything's all right.
Everything's all right.
Really right.
Really right.
I'm falling in love.
I'm falling in love.
With wonderful you.
Yes, yes.
I'm falling in love.
I'm falling in love.
With wonderful you.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I'm hoping that you.
Ella Fitzgerald, recorded in 1964 with I'm Fallen in Love, one of her few rock and roll inspired songs, a song that was written and arranged by guitarist Barney Kessel. And thanks for tuning into this Barney Kessel edition of Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chella, and join me next week for our mix of vocal, jazz, and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.